You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, good evening, and welcome back to Perspectives. Yep, you have it tuned to 570 KLIF. You have it tuned to Perspectives, and I am Ashley Burgess, so I'm glad to have you back again. If it's the first time you're tuning in, well, I'm happy to have you as well. I think you'll be really happy that you've tuned in, and it's a good thing. You know, this show is really, I would have to say, I mean, obviously I'm not biased, it's the most intelligent, rich, real, and unbiased show on the radio. I said unbiased. You know, it's more than a show, it's a marriage of cutting-edge knowledge, humor, and intelligence, and entertainment. We also have the greatest banter, and I offer successful life-enhancing tools that, when they are implemented in daily life, can change your life in ways that you've only imagined. Tonight is a really interesting topic. It's about life, it's about fiction, it's about reality, and everything in between. Tonight we have really neat stuff going on. We have Cynthia Smoot joining us with her Get Out and About with Cynthia segment, which is always interesting because she always tells us the ins and outs of all the great things going on in Dallas, the things that we need to be a part of, and all the stuff that we need to know about. We also have the Jake Busey Minute. We got the Busey Minute as always. He's always got some very interesting and intelligent things to talk about. And for myself and mostly anybody else included, it's always something pretty cool. And also, joining us this evening, we have Joe Patrica. Joe Patrica is a good friend of mine. He's also the Executive Vice Dean of the American Film Institute Conservatory in Los Angeles. But they'll be on here in just a little while. You know, I was thinking about stuff when I was writing up this show and coming up with the concept, and I'm a big film buff. I love film. I love the education of film. I love everything from film noir to any type of comedies, anything like that. But film is a lot more than just a genre. It's a lot more than just a film. You know, life is a series of events, a series of situations, and a series of choices. We make our life by choosing minute to minute the path we're going to take. You know, you have the power to make choices and decisions, you have the power to change your decisions, and you also have the power to adamantly keep them and those decisions for the rest of your life. You know, within this life, we are able to feel what is love, we are able to feel what is fear, and every other feeling happens to be an offspring of one of those two. So think about it. It's either love or fear, or it's something that's an offspring or in between those two because you can't feel anything else, which is kind of interesting. So you can choose to love or you can choose to be in fear. There's one life that I would choose and one life that I would hope not to choose. You know, our day-to-day life is really the guts of our life, or the pages, per se, or the frames in between. You know, day-to-day is the way we live. Our day-to-day is the way we work. It's the way we eat. It's the way we sleep. And, you know, smattered throughout that day-to-day is the way we live, the way we work, and the way we eat and we sleep is all that day-to-day existence. And then there's the events of grandeur and the events that, you know, until you're mindful, you tend to miss. So you got all these normal day-to-day events, like the guts, the bread and butter, you might say, right? And then you have, like, the smattering of these great events, like these things that you just go and you tell somebody immediately, oh, this just happened to me, I can't believe it, can you believe this? And everybody's like, wow, that is one of the most amazing things I've ever heard. And then you have the other, the kind of the events that go under the radar. And unless you're really conscious and mindful, you miss them. And some of those events are the coolest events ever because it might not be that big, that grander idea. It might not be the big drama scene. It might be something so cool that if it's missed, it's kind of sad because it's just so neat. We'll talk about that stuff later. But not every event in our life has to be dramatic, and not every event in our life has to be a cliffhanger. You know, and on the flip-flop, not every event in our life has to be humdrum. Not every event has to be predetermined. You know, some people say that reality is a lot more interesting than fiction, and I suppose it depends on whose mind's eye you're looking through on either side. You know, because if you go back to the idea of fear and love, depending on the eye that you're looking through, and depending on how they feel and how they value their life and how they see the world, you could have anything from rose-colored glasses to brown-colored glasses. It's your determination. You know, film began as a cheap mode of entertainment, and theaters were a cheap way of entertaining the masses. It's how film started. You know, beginning as entertainment, film began to morph and change into the portrayals of life and the ways to escape life. Seems that all films, to some degree, are clear portrayals with minor changes to life to add humor and drama and the macabre. Film was also used as an escape from real life and used to allow people to dream and to grow their imagination. Or it's even used to encourage their thoughts or validate their ideas in the essence of science fiction. You know, science fiction is an interesting genre. It opens the mind for many. And even though fiction, for the most part, it still begins to convince viewers of particular extraterrestrial beliefs and out-of-this-world concepts. You know, I think that's kind of interesting because we all have these different beliefs and these thoughts. And sometimes you don't want to share it with other people, maybe. But, you know, certain sci-fi films resonate with some source of reality. You know, my personal favorite genre, really, when you think about it, is the superhero that comes from the unsuper means, you know, from the meager upbringing, the meager means, you know, that the person that comes and saves the day and saves the world and doesn't have $1 billion and doesn't live in the biggest high rise and doesn't come from the family of whatever, you know, it's just that person. You know, there's films that come to mind right now, and those are the things. I think Field of Dreams is one of my favorite films, and, you know, I like Men in Black. I mean, there's a lot of films that I like that, you know, various people come in and play a huge part in the change in the world, which I think is interesting. You know, for the most part, film parallels life and allows us to see things in different ways. It allows us to sit back and laugh at ourselves. It allows us to laugh at ourselves, especially when fun is being poked in a general direction. Because sometimes we can identify with films that kind of, you know, mirror maybe your attitude or your life a little bit. And you can sit back, and if you have enough, if you have enough wherewithal, you can sit back and laugh. Sometimes offers us a sense of unity. And also, sometimes it offers a sense of fear. We all have our absolute favorite films. We can see those over and over again. And I actually asked on Facebook this week, and I had people, I said, what are your three favorite films? And a lot of y'all responded, but you responded with a lot more than three. And everybody said I should have made that 5 or 10. And I think that's true because you love certain ones that go with you for the rest of life and then sometimes not. You know, there's other films, the ones that we love and we watch over and over again. You got those. Those don't change. But then you have others that you kind of can't even sit through. You know, and you have others that kind of grow on you that you might watch a little bit of it and you're like, oh gosh, I can't watch that. But then later on, you end up turning it on, and it kind of grows on you. And then you have others that help you at different times in your life. And later you realize the meaning is not the same because you've moved on. So sometimes you'll see a film, and you're going through a situation in life where it really resonates with you. But then, you know, a couple years after everything's done, and everything's said and done, you'll watch that film, and it doesn't really speak to you the same way. It's not supposed to because you're not going through that same situation anymore. Throughout this show, Perspectives, I'm constantly talking about being yourself. I'm talking about powering up. About getting the life you deserve. In Live Your True Life, chapter 8 of my book, coming up, it'll be the 10-day challenge to live your true life. You are what you eat and you are what you see and hear. And I clarify media intake. I clarify the concept of media intake, what intake of media means, both consciously and subconsciously, what helps you further your life along, and what gets directly in your way of success. I even explain precisely how to clean your subconscious mind and how to get you back on track. Unless you really think about it, you have to understand that everything that you see and hear is taken into your conscious or your subconscious. Even if you're not even paying attention to it, it still gets stored in that mind. That's why they say that you don't use 100% of your brain power. That's why they say that most Americans or people in general use like 5 or 6%. What do you think the other percent's for? It takes everything you've ever heard, everything you've ever seen. So that says a lot. That means that you really need to watch what you're intaking because that can change your feeling of looking at life with love eyes or with the eyes of fear. Because if you intake a bunch of negative stuff, guess what? You're going to become fearful. You're going to become angry. You're going to become mean. You're going to become downtrodden. If you take in a lot of good, positive material and things that really bring you up, guess what? Love. Wow. Okay, so it's really not that difficult. But in my book, I explain, because we've all done it, how to clean that subconscious mind, because we've all intake some bad stuff that we need to get rid of. Because film is such a big part of the media input and the whole concept of this, I plan on devoting a monthly show to film, the people involved in the film industry, their takes on things, what's going on, and it's a one-stop shop for film and film lovers, which I think is going to be pretty neat. So, you know, stay tuned for that. But coming up later, we have Joe Patrica on. It's going to be a wonderful interview. We're going to be talking about everything about film, favorite films, the AFI Conservatory, and how to juggle and balance your life if you have the artist life, but you also are trying to pay the rent or pay the car bill and everything else you got going on. Also coming up, we have Cynthia Smoot doing her segment, Get Out and About with Cynthia. And that's always great. And she'll be coming up at the next break. So stay tuned, and Perspectives will be right back.